This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden surrendered America's energy independence, the result is Russia has more power to influence the world. Russia state gas giant Gazprom severely reduced gas supplies to Europe once again on Wednesday. General Motors announced net profits tumbled 40% in the second quarter, hurt by supply chain troubles. As America braces for a recession, the feds will make an announcement today about how much more it will cost to borrow money. Second quarter GDP numbers will be announced Thursday, and July CPI numbers, or Consumer Price Index, will be announced August 10th. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on NBC News last night.
This is not an economy that's in recession, but we're in a period of transition in which growth is slowing.
Janet Yellen was one of the first in the Biden administration to tell us inflation was transitory. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
NCAA Woman of the Year is Columbia fencer Sylvie Binder. The crisis at the border has gone from bad to worse. Uncontrolled illegal immigration is ripping at the very fabric of our sovereignty.
DHS reports the amount of illegal immigrants crossing the southern border without being apprehended has increased significantly. Appearing on Fox News, McAllen, Texas Mayor Javier Villalobos says it's an increase they've expected.
We have the initial impact, and there's no question about it, and that's why we kept on saying, and look, we need help, we need some action by our feds.
He says he believes it's a national crisis. The Biden administration is considering offering temporary ID cards to illegal immigrants waiting for their asylum cases to be processed. It could help law enforcement track illegal immigrant encounters while they wait for their asylum cases to be processed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Uvalde City Council Tuesday said they will investigate every city police officer that responded to the massacre at Robb Elementary School back in May. It's been revealed hundreds of police officers, including federal officers, stood down to a lone gunman killing children. The council concluded everybody, that's Uvalde PD, that was there, will be held accountable for their actions. When Democrat leaders pushed the defund the police movement, for most it was not an election year. Now that the result of their defund movement has resulted in more violence against Americans and emboldened criminals, many progressives are singing a different tune this year. Spokane, Washington County Sheriff Ozzie Konecovich on Fox News calls out liberal lawmakers for making his state worse now that violent crime is up 12% in Washington State.
We arrest them, they get out immediately. The judges don't hold them accountable. And it truly is a time for the American people to look at who they're electing and stop electing these democratic socialist ideas that we keep bringing forward and it's damaging the very fabric of our communities. They're the ones that passed the laws that made it almost impossible for law enforcement to make contact with criminals. And once we arrest them, they continue to make laws that they get out very quickly.
Possession of any drug, including deadly fentanyl, is now legal in Washington State. Lance Pryne, USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's going to be easy, right? You knew that from the start. But we have to. I mean, the deep state is deeper than you realize. I think Donald Trump is realizing this, and maybe every day as we continue to get more reports on what is happening and not happening within the deep state, we realize just how pernicious it is. Judicial Watch has been working their tails off to continue to expose the corruption, and recently they had to sue Secret Service for Hunter Biden's travel and security cost records. I mean, this is amazing. I mean, you're utilizing public, you know, assets. I mean, all this equipment, everything about the government belongs to we the people. But in order to find out how it's being utilized, we've got to go through all these hoops and jump through all these barriers in order to get to the bottom of it. And thank God for Chris Farrell, Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton, like I said, have been working their tails off to get to the bottom of it. And Chris joins us now. He's the Director of Investigations and Research for JW. Chris, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Always great to be with you, Bill. Thanks very much.
Chris, I mean, this has to be, I mean, this is frustrating for the American people, and here you are, you're dealing with this every day, and you're like that cartoon plumber, you know, that's got his leg, you know, a big toe covering one hole that you're covering up, and then another one busts out on the other side, and your arm is stretched out to the right as far as it can go to plug that hole up. I mean, it's just one hot mess after another.
Well, here's the fun fact. This is actually the second batch of Hunter Biden travel-related documents we're going after. The first batch is damning enough. That covered the first 5.5 years of the Obama-Biden administration. And let me give you some numbers from that first batch that will make what we're suing about now be even more startling and alarming. Mm-hmm. In the first 5.5 years of the Obama-Biden administration, Hunter Biden traveled with his father on 411 flights.
Wow.
Of those 411 flights, they traveled together to 26 different countries. And of the 26 different countries they traveled to China together 5 times.
Wow.
So chew on that for a couple of minutes. Think about the consequences. The first 5.5 years, 411 flights, 26 different foreign countries, 5 trips to China. Now we're going after the second batch of Hunter Biden travel documents. Lord only knows what's in that grouping.
And what years would that cover, Chris?
That would be the last 3.5 years of the Biden administration, of the Obama.
Obama-Biden, exactly. And this is the thing that I keep bringing up, Chris, is that why isn't Obama's name brought into all this? I mean, because you have...
Why hasn't Obama been indicted?
Exactly. But I mean, nobody wants to even bring his name up in being involved with this whatsoever. I mean, Joe Biden is his vice president. No, yeah, by the way, Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation was concurrent in all this. I mean, if this doesn't point to the rank corruption of this administration, I don't know. I mean, and we won't even talk about all the insider trading that Nancy Pelosi is still getting away with.
Correct. Yeah, but somehow or other, Obama, who's up to his neck in all this, you know, wheeling and dealing by his corrupt vice president, our now illustrious president, who's playing with about 48 cards. I mean, no one should be dissuaded of that. Biden doesn't right. know what's happening from one minute to the next. There's increasing evidence of him being completely detached from reality and moved around like a mannequin, you know, as a prop, basically, for whoever's right. controlling the White House. But, you know, Obama is part of that. Obama is part of, don't forget, the Russia hoax. His FBI and Comey running to report to Obama on everything that they were doing to try to set up Trump. Obama, it would be a joy to get him under oath in a deposition for a couple of days.
Well, he's been very good at hiding information, whether it's his transcripts, his education, his history has been totally washed in much the same way that Michelle's has been cleaned, you know, just like Hillary Clinton's computer was washed and cleansed, right? I mean, what is it? What is it about the Democratic Party and this group of elites? I mean, they, you know, talk about an erector, you know, not an erector set, but what Etch-a-Sketch. Everything is done in Etch-a-Sketch, and they can just clean, wipe, repeat, do it again, and keep on going. And meanwhile, the mainstream media has done us, we the people, no favors whatsoever. And I've been saying, Chris, we got to get away from this political party stuff. The political party, the Democrats against the Republicans, getting us in trouble, and it just has us at each other's throats. We're not accomplishing anything. We have to come under the banner of the flag and be united truly as Americans again, foremost. And then we can get down to the bottom of this because, you know, otherwise this corruption continues to promote itself and continues to exist. And it just seems to be getting worse and worse. I mean, so much so that we had an election in 2020 that, you know, you got a majority of Americans, you know, kind of staring at one another going, what the heck happened?
Yeah, there's very little faith and confidence in the government itself, and that goes not just for the political animals, the politicians running for office, but there's very little faith in the institutions in the sense that, you know, sort of the quote unquote, you know, professional political operatives, the career bureaucrats. Mm-hmm. I mean, if two FBI agents came to your door tonight and said, "Hey, we want to interview you," do you trust them? Do you trust the FBI? Is that who you really believe in?
Right.
If you got the letter from the IRS, you know, going after you, wouldn't they say, "Hey, listen, Martinez, aren't you one of those right wing talk radio guys? Aren't you trying to stir up an insurrection?" I mean, would you really believe and trust that you would get a fair shake? And the answer is no. Yeah, and your listeners don't believe in it either. And so there's a lot of mistrust. There's a lot of second guessing. There's a lot. And look, I just sent an investigator out to talk to a couple whose ranch was raided by you know, a SWAT team because they insisted that they were present at the January 6th up by the Capitol. They weren't, but that didn't stop the raid.
Well, it's absolutely January 6th. You know, madness that's going on right now as they continue to go through this. And, of course, it's being further exacerbated by this kangaroo court of a committee hearing that is such a joke. But also at the same time, Chris, it's so dangerous. I mean, here we are. America is turning into a star chamber brought to you by the Democratic Party, compliant with these never Trumpers, Liz Cheney and Kinzinger and other like Republicans that have abandoned
you know, I believe their reason to exist and to defend democracy.
They literally have television producers putting it together like a stage show.
Got to go to
the
break. We've got more from Chris Farrell after this.
Is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, the place that you find us where we're fresh and independent, and we're committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And to that end, Chris Farrell is with us right now, the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. Off air, Chris and I were talking about, the frustration of this January 6th committee hearing and how it's dividing the people. And, you know, Chris, I think when they do the polling, I think maybe about 10-15%, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt, say 15% of the people are, you know, kind of interested in it, kind of, but they see it for what it is. I mean, the merit of this hearing is self-revealing. I mean, after all, as I started to say earlier, we've gone through three impeachment trials of Donald Trump. I mean, he's in the Guinness Book of World Records, the most impeached president. And this is, another chapter of another impeachment, though I guess the Democrats don't realize that he's no longer president. But they want to do much more damage. They want to knock him out because they know that Donald Trump is in the way. And it's not only Donald Trump. You know, it's MAGA country. It's people who believe in America First ideals. We are in the way of the control of the America that they want. And it's kind of, Biden's America that we're dealing with right now, with empty shelves, energy dependence, open borders, and everything else that has been brought to you by this administration, right?
I mean, it's worse than that, frankly. I mean, let me be very blunt. They want to criminalize, and I mean that literally. They want to criminalize Trump and anybody who is part of his movement or agenda or MAGA or whatever you want to call it. They want to make that thinking, that behavior, a crime. That's the goal.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, look what they did to Steve Bannon, right? I mean, that's case in point.
There you go. And if they hadn't prosecuted the contempt of Congress claim since 1983, we have an illustrious former attorney general, Eric Holder, who was held in contempt of Congress, and not just held by Republicans. It was a bipartisan vote. There were Democrats who held him in contempt of Congress. It wasn't just a one-party political stunt like this one is.
And we were talking.
Holder walked around.
Exactly. Right. No, you're right. And we were talking off air about, this uniparty star chamber brought to you by the Democratic Party and some never Trumpers and Liz Cheney and Kinzinger. And you had an interesting comparison with a relative who really enjoys, and they're part of that 10 or 15% of America that sees value in this. Tell us that.
Yeah, what a wonderful human being, a great person, but they're philosophically way over on the left. And the person was telling me how fabulous the January 6th committee was, and they're doing important work, and there's hard-hitting evidence, and blah, blah, blah. And, sadly, this person had gone through a very troubling divorce years ago. Just a mess, just very bad set of circumstances. And so I said to them, well, just imagine if the other party had been the only one who'd be allowed to present evidence in the divorce case. How would that look to you? That's where their eyes got very big. And they said, that wouldn't be fair. Okay, exactly. So there you go.
Yeah.
There's the example. And any of your listeners, whether they personally have gone through something like that, or they have a relative who's, had a rough time with something like that. Imagine what if it's only one side and that's the only group that ever gets to say anything, and you just sit there and, hear claim after claim after claim. And the defense that you wanted, you're not allowed to have. They exclude them from participating,
Exactly.
Nobody can take that seriously.
Right. Well, and as you mentioned earlier, Chris, I mean, this is quite the cabal that runs quite deep throughout the deep state. And Chuck Grassley, in this recent letter that was just released, cites the implication and the corruption of the FBI. Break that down for us.
Yeah, the FBI needs to go away. I've been saying this literally for years. Back when Lou Dobbs was still on Fox Business, I go on every week and talk about how the level of corruption at the FBI. But it's been further documented now, and there's been an effort to suppress the Hunter Biden story. A political decision was made by the guy who was head of the Washington field office, other people in the national security apparatus at the FBI, who made the political decision to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story and all the other, not just the laptop, all the other crazy behavior by Hunter Biden. Stories have come out separate from the laptop. There have been reporting about Hunter Biden running around with women and drugs and the weird pictures and videos with him with hookers and guns and drugs. And the guy's a walking train wreck.
Exactly.
And the laptops just confirmed it and just gave greater, more exhibits, more evidence of it. But there was a decision made politically at the FBI to suppress the story, to call it, you know, Russian disinformation, blah, blah, blah. And Grassley has pointed at all this stuff. He has a whistleblower who's, I guess, providing additional information and documents. And this just goes to something we've heard now literally for years, going on 6-7 years, about how the FBI is completely compromised as a law enforcement agency. It's shot. I'm not saying every single agent. I'm not saying every single field office. What I'm saying is that at very senior levels, at the leadership at the Washington headquarters, the political operatives there have destroyed the organization as a law enforcement agency.
And it's not like it hasn't been cleaned up before, but it got cleaned up, you know, for just a moment in time, and it's come back with a vengeance. It's amazing, you know, Chris, when you think about it. Go ahead.
Historically, the FBI has a really very mixed, very checkered history. It is not, I mean, they would love to believe their own press releases, how they're, you know, out there for God and country and fighting crime. And there are. There's a lot of good guys and a lot of good gals out there who are doing the job. You know, if you walked into the Omaha, Nebraska field office, there's probably great people doing great work trying to find bad guys. I'm not critiquing every single agent, but as an institution, it has a lot of baggage and it has a lot of crazy excesses, and it goes back to J. Edgar Hoover days, frankly.
Mm. Yes, exactly. Well, and we said this earlier, Chris, that it behooves the good guys to speak out and take a stand because they know this is happening. And I understand they need a job and, you know, they're proud to work with the FBI. But then again, they're not so proud because they know what's going on. They just choose to ignore it in order to get along and to, you know, maintain their position and, you know, support for their family.
I mean, let's be frank. They want to get 20 years and get a pension and then get a job as a consultant for some security firm. This is opportunism and careerism, you know, run wild. And at some point, that gets old because either you're corrupt either through being complicit or being negligent. And you can't watch this kind of stuff go on and just turn a blind eye.
Yeah, the problem is that it does spread. I mean, it's cancerous. It's a carcinogen. It's like this other report that you've been studying on regarding this one struggling lobbyist, brother of top Biden advisor. He is profiting now from White House ties. I mean, it is amazing. It's like, okay, the system is in play. We've got the infrastructure for this corruption. And I guess if anybody wants to get on the train, they can and take advantage of it because, you know, it's, you know, like our open borders. Everybody's welcome, I guess.
It's crazy, but it's true. You hit the nail on the head.
Gosh, I'm telling you, you know, it's bad enough that you sit there and you look at what's happening. I mean, the Supreme Court in their latest ruling against the EPA clipped their wings, and you can see the rank corruption that's been happening in these three-letter agencies of our government. Chris, this has got to come to a head at some point where we, the people, finally just say, you know, enough of this stuff, and we take control of this. And, you know, for the sake of true justice and the truth and the American way and the ideal, I mean, this is what we've got to fight for. I mean, this is a serious domestic issue, isn't it? 10 seconds left, Chris.
It is, and we'll keep fighting for it. It's Judicial Watch.
Judicial Watch is Director of Investigations, Chris Farrell. Thank you, Chris.
Of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was
was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden surrendered America's energy independence, the result is Russia has more power to influence the world. Russia's state gas giant Gazprom severely reduced gas supplies to Europe once again on Wednesday. General Motors announced net profits tumbled 40% in the second quarter, hurt by supply chain troubles. As America braces for a recession, the feds will make an announcement today about how much more it will cost to borrow money. Second quarter GDP numbers will be announced Thursday, and July's CPI numbers, or Consumer Price Index, will be announced August 10th. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on NBC News last night.
This is not an economy that's in recession, but we're in a period of transition in which growth is slowing.
Janet Yellen was one of the first in the Biden administration to tell us inflation was transitory. USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com, that's where you want to go. Hey, Andrea Smith is back with us, yes, with all her bag of goodies and, you know, tech ideas. That's why she's the award-winning tech expert. And just in time for back-to-school season, you got to have these must-have tech gadgets. Leave it to her to, give us tech gadget envy. I mean, you do this to us every time, Andrea.
That's because there's so many cool gadgets out there.
Are they endless for you? I mean, they keep coming, like plethora, like swallows, you know, coming home to roost. I mean, coming through your mailbox, all these great gadgets all the time. It's like your neighbors are probably wondering, what the heck is going on? Is she running a little business out of her house or what?
Let's just say that I'm very good friends with my FedEx and UPS delivery people.
Well. Well, I bet. That's great. Well, you got to keep them happy and keep these gadgets coming in. Okay, so you got a bunch of must-have tech items to share with us for this upcoming school year. Let's start at the top. What do you got?
Well, you know, Bill, I always say to set your students up for success, you need a laptop. And you need a laptop that helps to maximize productivity. So this year, that would be Samsung's Galaxy Chromebook 2 360. It's a laptop and tablet in one stylish, lightweight device. It is packed with features. It has a 360-degree touchscreen display, a full HD webcam if you're doing any kind of distance learning, fast Wi-Fi capability. And since it's running on Google's Chrome operating system, it's got built-in security with automatic updates, so students really never have to worry about that.
How cool is that? Wow. I mean, you know, this is amazing. You know, when you and I were going to school back in the days, I mean, and I'm sure the kids go, oh, no, we're not going to hear one of those old stories again. Uphill, both ways, going to school, walking. No, it was a number two Ticonderoga pencil and a pad of paper. I mean, now these kids are so teched out. I mean, you've got to have the latest computer, and thank God for Samsung that they're delivering, right?
That's right. And, you know, it's funny. I was talking to someone earlier this morning about, you know, I had five different color composition notebooks, you know, one for each subject because they had to be color-coded.
Oh, yeah, right. Even the teachers were fussy back then. So don't tell me about fussy teachers now, right?
That's right.
Yeah, bring them an apple. We love them anyway. So go ahead. I'm sorry. I digress.
It's just incredible, you know, that all of this is in one device and that it's so thin, it's so light, and you can use it for anything. You know, it's not just about school. So really, it does set your student up for success.
And again, remind everybody the Samsung laptop, the exact name, and can you give us a price point or range?
I sure can. This is the Samsung Galaxy Chromebook 2, so it's the second generation, and it's 360, and that means it has that 360-degree touchscreen display, so it'll go between, you can use it as a laptop and a tablet. It starts at $429. And back-to-school season is a great time to shop because there's a 10% discount for students and parents.
I got to tell you, I was looking for a tablet, and the last time we talked, I stopped because the tablet alone was going to cost me about $900, Andrea, and not give me quite the depth and full power that this Samsung laptop Galaxy had to offer.
You can use it as a tablet if that's what you're looking for. But then, you know, you also put the keyboard on, you put it in the right mode, and it's a laptop.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, we've got the computer, the laptop covered, which is a must-have for every student, no doubt about it. What about at-home learning tools for younger students?
Well, so it's really important to help keep your younger kids actively engaged in learning. So Osmo's Genius Starter Kit, because whose kid isn't a genius, right?
Yes,
this is
exactly.
The Genius Starter Kit for ages 6 to 10. And this is just, their programs really make learning fun. There's five games that help with math, reading, spelling, drawing, problem solving. It's very hands-on. Kids draw objects or they arrange these physical game pieces in the real world, and then they interact with the characters in the digital world. It's lots of fun. A lot of our producers' kids love it. And you can find this at Walmart, Target, and Amazon.
Yeah, it's all very positive. Again, you know, when I was a kid, you know, the nuns, what they used as far as a learning tool was a switch. You know, just to make sure.
Okay, we're not going to go there.
Well, you know, that was then. Okay, nobody was run. Yeah. There were 63 kids in the class. I mean, you know, it's just like, you know, I was like watching. Without a doubt. I mean, I was like watching. Remember John Wayne and the Quiet Man with Maureen O'Hara? And of course, they don't play this movie quite as often as they used to because they talked about, you know, the Irish women had beating sticks, you know, and we just, those learning tools are now, we're deprived of those. So now we have to find new ways to learn and welcome the 21st century.
Well, now it's fun. Now we make it fun.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Well, you know, I'm not going to get into the other part, but it's all fun. It's all good when we're all getting along and we're learning and all that good stuff. So that's great. Any other learning tools that we should be aware of besides these weird tools that I'm bringing back from, you know, the Renaissance era? Forgive me.
Well, so here's something, and it's not exactly high tech, but it's techie. You know, the parents worry about their kids living in small, crowded spaces in the dorm, right?
Yes.
So air purifier, like the Aerosmite iRobot AirLite, cleans the air of microscopic pollutants like dust and pollen and smoke. And actually, Bill, this is particularly great if you live in areas where there's wildfires right now.
Exactly.
It is an HEPA filtration system and a completely sealed design. You get air quality updates right on the mobile app, so everyone can breathe just a little bit easier. And then do not forget to get OtterBox fast charge power banks. You can never have enough of these portable batteries. They are lifesavers for students. Because, you know, there's never enough power for all the devices they carry around with them. You can throw them in your bag. They come in sleek or rugged styles. And they're fast charging. That means you only need a little bit of time to top off your phone before going to the next class. My personal favorite is the MagSafe portable battery. It attaches right to the back of your phone.
Well, we're visiting with the tech expert, award-winning tech expert, I might add. Andrea Smith is with us. Andrea, talk about something that is not necessarily real techy, but really important. You mentioned dorms, because this was when my daughter was in dorms. You know, the kids in California, they shared everything. I think probably the best thing we got her was her own straw. You know, this is your own straw. What is it?
Don't share it.
What is it, you know, about these kids? I mean, they're, you know, one gets a cold, and it's like a pandemic. It's through in the entire university, and you go, well, we, you know, we're at lunch. Everybody just drinks out of it. What? You're kidding. This is your straw, okay? use your straw. But again, I digress. I'm sorry.
Great.
Yeah, but hey,
so
we're getting
we'll
everything.
We'll put that on the list of back-to-school shopping tips.
In fact, tell Samsung they can have it as an idea. Put their logo on it. It is the specific high-tech, specialized, individually customized straw for your university student. Okay, how about...
I will tell them that.
So, please.
For more on everything that I talked about, if you want any more information, you can head to d6news.com/back-to-school.
And if there's anything that I said that messed you up, seek a therapist, okay? I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, and I apologize up front. And so anything
we're
else?
Good.
Okay, well, good. Thank you, Andrea, because sometimes you bring out the fun in me. I don't know. So I'm going to blame it on you. Is that okay?
I love having fun on the air.
Yeah, it is good fun. So about 35 seconds left. Any last-minute deals, or you just want to remind everybody of what to look for and where they can go for more information one more time?
Just, it's a great time to shop because there's lots of deals out there right now back to school. And head to d6news.com/back-to-school for more information on what I talked about and what you talked about.
Well, there you go. Check it out. Well, they may not have everything that we talked about there, but certainly the most important things are the things that you talked about. This is why we, you know, we love her so much, the award-winning tech expert, Andrea Smith. Andrea, thank you as always. Take care.
Take care, Bill.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Mark Smith is with us. He is a Second Amendment expert and constitutional attorney, and he's here to talk about all these proposed gun bans that are unconstitutional. We know it inherently. We say, wait a minute, how does that fit in the Constitution? Well, Mark's here to break it down and really bring the whole truth and nothing but. Mark, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Bill.
Okay, break it down constitutional-wise, so that people understand what's going on. I mean, we're getting, I don't know, you want to call it blue-pilled. We're getting, just indoctrinated with all this propaganda from the media and others that would want to convince us that somehow they have some sort of constitutional standing by violating our Second Amendment right.
Well, the reality is, especially after the Supreme Court's decision in Bruin, although it was also the case before the Supreme Court decision in Bruin, Americans have a right undeniably and clearly under the text of the Second Amendment, as well as Supreme Court precedent going back many decades, to own commonly owned or commonly possessed firearms for lawful purposes by Americans, which obviously consists at a minimum of all semi-automatic pistols, semi-automatic rifles, which would include AR-15s and AK-47-style semi-automatic rifles. All these are clearly protected, and we know this by the Supreme Court itself in the following sense. In 2008, the U.S. Supreme Court in the Heller decision, Heller versus the District of Columbia, said that handguns are protected arms under the meaning of the word arms in the Second Amendment, and that included semi-automatic handguns. They said you cannot ban these guns. Now, in contrast, or in comparison, I would say, Bill, we are talking about semi-automatic rifles, which means you pull the trigger once, you fire one bullet. That's what, for example, the House of Representatives is talking about banning, but the Supreme Court has already said you cannot ban semi-automatic handguns. Well, needless to say, if you can't ban semi-automatic handguns, there's really no way to ban semi-automatic rifles, given the fact that all semi-automatic rifles in America in any given year are responsible, for example, for under 400 deaths in total each year. And, of course, the number is much greater for handguns. But the Supreme Court said none of that matters. The only question is, do Americans own these weapons commonly for lawful purposes, if the answer is yes, it's game over. You cannot ban them. So the House of Representatives,
exactly,
led by the Democrats, is trying to ban something that they clearly are not allowed to do under the Constitution.
And to your point, what people are not familiar with an AR, for example, Mark, they don't realize that the core mechanism of the AR is a handgun, right?
That's right.
I mean, that is the operating function of what it is. Yes, it has a barrel and other added aspects for it to make it a rifle, but it's still essentially, when you break it down and you look at the essence of an AR-15 and a handgun, that's what it is.
That's exactly right. And by the way, you know, other people, even those that I would not consider to be part of the vast right-wing conspiracy, if you will, are taking notice of this distinction between actual assault weapons, which are machine guns, versus, you know, civilian-owned AR-15s. The Associated Press issued a style manual recommendation last week to say you should no longer use the phrase assault weapons or assault rifles because it's not accurate. You really should describe these firearms as semi-automatic rifles or semi-automatic handguns, to be precise. And lo and behold, I opened up the New York Times this morning, and they're right there in the headline, assault weapon manufacturers. I'm thinking, well, I guess the New York Times did not get the message from the Associated Press last week to be fair and objective in terms of how you report on firearms.
Well, and that's everything with our media today. This is why it's losing credibility. It continues to propagandize it. It irresponsibly reports. I mean, you know, when you consider, Mark, what our founding fathers were faced with at the time and enacting and their sensitivity and wisdom of enacting the Second Amendment in our Bill of Rights, it was a different country at the time. I mean, there people are so willing to say, well, it was a different time, this kind of deal. Well, also, keep in mind that our government, the military at the time, wasn't so heavily fortified as it is today. If part of the reason for our Second Amendment is to hold a tyrannical government at bay, I mean, we're going to fight against tanks and, you know, military armament with an AR-15 or a semi-automatic handgun. I mean, you know, There's a bit of a non sequitur here, if I might bring that up.
Well, you know, our country,
not that I'm suggesting that everybody should have a tank in their garage. I get
right.
I understand that. But I mean, let's talk about it in context. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, our society is not that dramatically different than what the founding fathers faced in 1791, contrary to many myths. Sure, the technology has gotten better. We have things like the internet and all sorts of things have improved technologically. But the founding fathers anticipated this. But let's just go back in time. The founding fathers were very familiar with mass killings. I mean, the Indians, which is what, you know, which is a word that, by the way, the Supreme Court refers to because it's in the Declaration of Independence, the Indians literally would kill dozens of people at a time. In a single day, for example, Bill, in Jamestown, Virginia, the Indians massacred 347 men, women, and children. The founding fathers knew all about mass killings. This happened all the time before the Second Amendment was adopted. So when the Second Amendment, and here's the kicker, not a single instance during our America's founding did the founding fathers say the way to stop, you know, the Indians and the British from committing these mass massacres, from stopping criminals, from killing families on the frontier, from killing animals. Not once did the founding fathers who wrote the Second Amendment say the solution to these social problems is banning firearms.
Exactly.
And that's what the Supreme Court just said in Bruin. They said, look, you know, these social problems, okay, they're not really that new. Humans have been killing humans for a very, very long time. Tens of thousands of people of day have died over history going long before we had a country. So it wasn't like the founding fathers. And by the way, the founding fathers were well aware of the importance and essential and inevitability of technological improvements, Bill, because people forget that in Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution, the Constitution itself has a patents and useful inventions clause that the founding fathers put in there, anticipating that all sorts of technology, including firearm technology, would continue to improve over American history. And many of our founding fathers, by the way, were indeed inventors, so they would not be shocked that we'd have better firearms today and better communications today than we did in 1791. That would not surprise them in the least.
Yeah, exactly. And so here we are, you know, dealing, you know, recycling this situation again. And as you say, historically, and I was looking back and, you know, Mark, and saying, gosh, when did they start having school shootings? You know, thinking that maybe this was just a modern era problem. Well, you Google it and you see where there have been school shootings going back to the 1700s. So it's like, wait a minute, we've had decades, hundreds of years of experience with school shootings. You think we would know better by now. You cannot allow schools to be soft targets. And this idea of gun-free zones is an anathema. I mean, this is an invite and a target-rich area for somebody who wants to come in with a gun and do a lot of damage unimpeded.
You know, absolutely. And there's no doubt that the best way to stop bad people from doing bad things is with someone there with a firearm. And that's why all of our political elites surround themselves with people with firearms. And the Pope and a religious elite does the same, and on and on and on. So anyone with real money and real power, they're surrounded with people with firearms. We know this. But I want to mention one thing, that Cesare Beccaria, who was an Italian philosopher and writer in the 18th century, was a very popular person who wrote a famous book that every one of our founding fathers was familiar with and read. And the reason why I bring up this guy, Cesare Beccaria, is in his book, which the founders used as a model for much of our Constitution, Beccaria specifically wrote, Bill, that gun control laws, this is the 18th century that he's writing this, gun control laws only help the criminal, and they only hurt the law-abiding, because when you disarm the law-abiding, you make the job of the criminal easier. This was not written by the NRA last month. This was written by Cesare Beccaria before the American Revolution and inspired our founders to write, among other things, the Second Amendment, right to keep and bear arms. So the founding fathers knew all about this stuff, Bill, contrary to the myths perpetrated by many of the anti-gunners.
And people who are outside of the emotion and are open to reason hear Cesare Beccaria's wisdom and his words of warning and go, exactly. I mean, that's irrefutable. And there's enough empirical evidence to back this up. I mean, this isn't some, you know, harebrained theorem that's out there, right?
That's right. That's right. But in my view, Bill, the political elites, most of the time on the left, they are perfectly happy to have firearms for themselves. They're not, and that's just a key distinction I'd like to make, Bill, that the anti-gun movement is not really anti-gun for, right? They're pro-gun as long as those guns protect their lives. They just don't want us peasants, us serfs, to have firearms to protect our lives because we're not special. And by the way, the Supreme Court just struck down that exact law in New York, and the New York law said that if you're a special snowflake that we like, that we think you're unique in some way, we will give you a gun license to carry a gun outside the home. But if you're just an ordinary person who wants to protect yourself with a gun outside the home, under the May issue jurisdiction and the May issue statute of New York, we don't have to give you that gun. We only have to give you the gun if we want to give you the gun, if we deign that you're worth it and you have a unique situation that we think is appropriate. So the Supreme Court just said, no way, no how. If you're an American citizen, the Second Amendment protects you. That's not just the right to keep guns, which means to have, Bill, but the right to bear guns, which means the right to carry them in public for self-defense.
Mark Smith, great stuff here. Thank you so much for being with us. Look forward to having you back again, sir. Take care.
Supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters I